Let's go to Andrew in Dayton, and then Kent and Brian and Scott and Craig and thousands of others. Andrew in Dayton, the home of the Flyers and more. Welcome to the Bill Cunningham Show. And Andrew, how are you?
I am doing all right, sir.
Yes.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes,
I got a call from a friend of mine a couple of days ago saying, hey, you want to go to the game on July 2nd?
Wow.
I have not been down to the game. I have not been to a Reds game all season. I was treated to the most amazing experience of my life.
Yeah.
And I was counting the no-hitter, the perfect game from like the second inning on. I was tuned into it. We had talked on the way up about Homer had pitched a no-hitter. Tim Lincecum had not. The people I went with were actually San Francisco fans. Okay.
Mm.
What put me off after the game, I'm elated. There's, 27,507 people, I think, were there.
Yep. A little less than 30,000 were present.
Right. And so, there were 15,000 more probably who could have been there. But, Homer's on the field, I think, with the MLB Network. Lauren Shahadi, I think, was her name.
Yeah.
Talking to her. And we don't hear it in the ballpark. There is a sound system in the ballpark, am I correct?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I hear the announcer all the time, but I didn't hear that interview, okay? And I thought, well, we could hear it. In other stadiums, you do hear it, so on and so forth. Because you can always hear, even if you're watching from home, there's that echo, they're broadcasting it in the stadium.
Right.
Over the sound system. I thought that would have been nice. But I left there absolutely elated. I came home, I actually watched the game because I had DVR'd it. It answered a few questions I had from being in my seat and not listening to an announcer, not quite knowing what had happened on a couple of plays.
Yeah.
That said, I then proceeded to watch an interview, where he dropped the F-bomb on Fox Sports Ohio. When David Ortiz did this a few months back after the Boston bombing, he was cheered. He was commended by the FCC, who, may I remind you, do not have jurisdiction or authority over a cable channel.
Cable, different.
So there's not going to be a $10,000 fine, wouldn't you agree?
I would agree. Cable is exempt because it's not over-the-air broadcast.
Right, and you cannot get Fox Sports Ohio over the air in any way, shape, or form. Believe me, I've tried. So that said, the F-bomb to me is absolutely nothing. But what I cannot believe I'm hearing, I saw no less than 15, 20 news trucks as we pulled out of there, and it took a long time to get out of there, lining the streets, driving through the streets, towers up, broadcasting, talking to everybody. I then came home, watched the game, as I said. At the end of that, I saw the interview with Fox Sports Ohio. I saw the press conference interview. I heard Seg Dennison, who I have immense respect for and think he is very good at his job, asked Dusty a question that, quite frankly, had already been asked, which led me to believe that Seg had gotten to the press conference with Dusty a little after the first or second question.
Which is true.
Okay. And then I wonder to myself, as I hear you say that Homer Bailey snubbed everybody,
right,
why Seg wasn't asking questions during the Hannigan and Bailey press conference?
Well, because...
It seemed like he just waited to get an exclusive for just your channel.
Well, the reason is this. Normally, it's been traditional, shall we say, that the Reds Radio Network, of which we're one of 95 stations, 700 is one of 95 Reds Radio affiliates. Of course, we're the dominant mothership, but there's 95. We're one of the 95. It's been traditional going back as far as I've been involved 30 years and as far as Marty Brenneman has been involved, which is 1974, which is nearly 40 years, that at least an interview, maybe the first interview, is given to the Reds Radio Network because they're all employees of the Reds. Fox Sports Ohio is not an employee of the Reds. Major League Baseball is not an employee of the Reds. But whether it's Marty and Joe or Marty and Kelch or Marty and Seg, they are employees of the Reds on the Reds Radio Network. And so when you work for the organization, the idea is if you want to give an interview to the Inquirer or to ESPN, that's fine too. But you need to first give an interview to the Reds Radio Network because we all work for the same team, which is Reds Baseball, to have fans come in. And the complaint that Segman had is that Rob Butcher did his job and brought Homer Bailey over to the Reds radio broadcast area, which is in the dugouts, contiguous with the dugout, and said to him, okay, do an interview here on the Reds Radio Network. And because it was 700 WLW, and because it was Segman, Homer Bailey said no. So then Seg went around to get some more interviews of other people, like Hannigan and Brandon Phillips. Then he walked into the press conference and in the middle of it. He waited until the end, and then Homer Bailey came off the stage there, went into the locker room. Seg was in the locker room. He's got a media pass. He walks up to Homer Bailey in the locker room to do like a 1 minute or less interview, which he's going to use on the pregame show today to talk about on the Reds Radio Network What exactly were his experiences? What about the seventh inning play with Joey Votto? How much credit do you give to Hannigan? That kind of stuff. Just really, they're puffery questions. They're not hard-hitting. And Homer Bailey again said no because it was SEG and because it was the Reds Radio Network. He said no.
Well, now, I didn't hear Bailey say that was the reason he said no.
No, that I'm well, he has said before, and I can play for you in his own words, that he does not care for Marty Brenneman at all, doesn't like him, doesn't like Marty Brenneman, doesn't like 700 WLW, wants nothing to do with the Reds Radio Network, and we're the ones, shall we say, who works for the same boss, which is Bob Castellini. All of us, he's the top of the pyramid, and all of us flow from that. And so it's not about liking or disliking somebody. It's about communicating to Reds baseball fans like you who want to hear from Homer Bailey after the game, and it didn't happen.
Well, that's just it. Quite frankly, when 2 years ago when Pujols snubbed the media during the World Series, he left. He just left his locker room, said, I'm not talking to you guys. That was like a 2-3 day row. The media was going nuts. Oh, he's a horrible guy, blah, blah, blah. And that was when I formed the opinion, me personally, being a baseball fan and a Reds fan, that these athletes have no obligation to the media. Homer Bailey went out there and pitched 9 innings, 100-something pitches. He is tired. He's answered these questions 19 times. These questions, by the way, are, as you say, fluff. They're catchphrases. Well, we got to do it to the team. We just want the win. It's all about the whole team. Couldn't have done it without the rest of the team. We know what he's going to say. Does he really need to spell it out? The fact is, he gave us magic on that field last night. The electricity at that ballpark was what I came away with. I don't need to hear Homer say, well, yeah, I walked him. That doesn't help me. The experience is something that I will have for the rest of my life, and in my 40 years of following baseball, I have never seen a no-hitter live. There have been 280 of them out of roughly 185,000 professional baseball games played in all of baseball history. And if we can't appreciate what happened on that field, and you say you want to crucify Homer Bailey after doing something that has only been done 280 times in 100-some-odd years, I say we don't like baseball, we like media. Okay? And I, for one, am a baseball fan. If he doesn't want to, you know, I found out at the ballpark that a certain young Reds player, very attractive to the females, is married. This player has a Twitter account. He has never tweeted about getting married. It's a recent marriage. I'm not going to name any names because it was told to me in confidence. But that is his right to have a private life. And if he's tired and he's had Gatorade dumped all over him and he's pitched 9 innings and he's done something that only a handful of guys in history have done and he let us see that and he gave numerous interviews after the game, how are we crucifying this man?
Let me explain my perspective on this. I take the approach which is similar to Marty and Joe Nuxall and Jim Kelch and Jeff Brantley and Segman Dennison and many in the media. I think it is incumbent upon Reds players to look out for and care for customers like you. And your viewpoint, Andrew, is certainly a legitimate one, but it is not widely held. I think most Reds fans would say there is an obligation, maybe implied and not expressed, that if you're a Reds baseball player, you must look out for Reds baseball fans who are the customers who pay your salary. And it's not asking too much to spend 30 seconds to 60 seconds with the Reds Radio Network to give them the information upon which many Reds fans would like to hear. Obviously, you're not one of them. But I think your viewpoint is minority and not the majority. The majority of Reds baseball fans after a game would like to hear a 27-year-old in great shape talk about an historical achievement, which is throwing multiple no-hitters. I think the number of no-hitters thrown with the Reds is like 16, and the number of no-hitters thrown by multiple pitchers is something in the range of 50 or 60 pitchers in the history of baseball. And so I think as somebody who concerns themselves with customers, I always want to do what's good for my customers. And my customers are my listeners. And Andrew, you are one of my customers. So when you call me, I want to give you full ability to be equal with me in giving out your viewpoints because I have respect for the customers. I think last night Homer Bailey had no respect for the customers.
Well, I left the ballpark as satisfied as a customer could ever be. I will never see another game, in my guess, in my estimation, that I will leave more satisfied than I did last night.
Homer, I tell you what, Andrew, I respect your viewpoint, but I respectfully disagree. Bill Cunningham, 700 WLW.